Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, Lebanon, it's hump day again already, and it's another chilly one this morning as that high-pressure ridge moved over us, which gave us another clear night. This allowed for radiational cooling again, and with the calm winds this morning and the temperature in the mid-30s, we have another frost advisory until 9 a.m. this morning. After the sun comes up, any frost will quickly burn off, leaving a sunny day with light winds, the afternoon high temperature up near 62. We can expect another mostly clear night tonight with calm winds again, the overnight low near 39. Though there could be some areas that fall a little lower, making frost a possibility again in the early morning hours Thursday. Tomorrow we likely see a low pressure area that's in the Aleutians today moving into the Gulf of Alaska. This will flatten our ridge and cause a zonal flow across the area tomorrow that'll allow weak disturbances to ride in the flow, bringing us some mid and high clouds tomorrow, still with some light winds, the high temperature tomorrow near 61. With some clouds tomorrow night that'll hold in the heat, the low only drops to near 43. The weak disturbance moves through Friday morning, giving us a slight chance of seeing a light shower in the morning hours. Then conditions improve in the afternoon Friday, leaving us with sunny skies, the high temperature near 63. Then the mostly clear skies return for Friday night, the low near 41. Saturday will be a nice, mostly sunny day with a ridge of high pressure moving across again, but this is short-lived as a trough of low pressure and its associated front will bring rain in once again starting later Saturday night that marks the beginning of a wet Sunday. After that, the models are mixed. Some say a stronger trough will keep us rainy through Monday. Others say the trough will be weaker, leaving us with a chance of rain or maybe even just a slight chance of rain for Monday with the ridge building back in for Tuesday. This could also mean more snow for the Cascade Pass levels Sunday night into Monday. Hopefully, the models will clear all this up by the Friday podcast. And that's it for the Wednesday report, y'all. I hope you all have a great rest of the week, and I hope to see you again on Friday. Bye, y'all.